002.
Rabbi Greenspan, there's no way that you pressed this button and that button.
And first I opened it up and then I started.
Okay. Anyway, 002. We're starting Hilchos Tefillah. And we're going to give background first in Hilchos Tefillah. So, first comes the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, believe it or not. Mitzvah Sasei Lehispalo B'chol Yom. It's interesting in the Torah that when there's an assumption that the unit is the day, right? Like, you have to wear tefillin every blank. You have to wear it a whole day. But what's the minimum not to be mevatel mitzvah tefillin? Is once a day. Why once a day? Maybe once a week. Maybe once a month. Maybe twice a day. There's an assumption that the day is a unit of life. And all things being equal, you have to learn Torah every day. You have to put on tefillin every day. So here also, the Rambam Shita is that there's a mitzvah this about to be to daven every day. It doesn't say day anywhere in the Torah, but there's that assumption. Yoiva bal ta'acher, every day. Mitzvah sasei l'spalo b'chol yom. The Rambam learns it's a mitzvah sasei m'diraisa, that's famous, he puts it in the mitzvah diraisa. Shenemar v'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem, and avodas tefila, l'avdu b'chol avavchem, ezoi avodah shebelev zu tefila. How many times you daven a day is not m'diraisa. The zmanim are not d'oraisa. The nusach is not d'oraisa. And therefore women are mechuyev in davening, because it's mitzvah saseh, shelo azman grama. Then the Rambam goes on to describe it more vividly. He says, elachiyev mitzvah zu kachu. This is the chiyev of the mitzvah. It's not so clear what do you mean, ela, like, where was he going till now? I guess it's a continuation of what he said. The nusach's not the araisa, and the number is not the araisa, and the zman's not the araisa, but rather, it's like the word rather. Rather, the mitzvah is as follows. Shehei odam ischanim. The Rambam puts the emotion, I know this is not in the Mishnah Brura, but this is important to hear. You're learning Hilchos Tefillah, you can go through the whole Hilchos Tefillah, you don't know how to, Rambam, look at the Diyuk Lashon on Rambam, it's beautiful. He describes it, Shehei odam ischanim. That's like, it's not just to say words, it's b'diraisa, it's b'yemeschanein, that's an emotional word, pleading, and you daven, and magit shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam puts down that the lahagit shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of the mitzvah sasei of tefillah. Magit shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach shel ol tzrochov, shehu tzorech lohem, b'bakosho u'betchino. That's how you have to daven, b'diraisa. And then afterwards, no saint shvach v'hoidoyo l'Hashem al hatova shehishpiyalo in the past, kolecha v'fikocho. So, it's very important ramification, besides the hashkafic angle and the knowledge, but when you say women are mechuyev to daven, just on a practical level, when you say women are mechuyev to daven, because it's a d'oraisa, lo zman grama, this has to... If someone will say, well, they could just... This is why the Mogen Avram Shver, the famous Mogen Avram, that if they just say a tchina, they yod say that the araisa chiyuv, if they just say a tchina in the morning, so it's really the machronim ask on the Mogen Avram, because if you look in the Rambam, they say, you have to do much more than just say a tchina. You have to be misaper shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then shoyel tzrochot, and then afterwards give shvach v'hoidoya on what came till now. So, okay, then the Rambam, what? Sure, Gemara Brachas. From Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. Gemara Brachas, it's all in Brachas. The Moya Rogil, and the Rambam, I'm reading the Rambam words, it's Kedai. The Moya Rogil, Marve Betchino Bakosha. Daven a lot. V'imhoi aral's fosayim. V'daber kviyacholto. You do the best you can. I guess that's true in life, not just in davening. U'v'chol eis sheyirtze. Whenever you want to, you get into the mood, you're able to talk to Hashem. V'chein minyan atfilos kolecha d'fiyacholto. Daven as much as you can. Daven once a day, many times a day. right? What's the Gemara's lashon? Rabbi Yochanan Levaisa Yispala Lodom Kol Hayom Kulo. Even Shagoli Yisrael, but made the Buddha Netzach on Russia. So they went into Golos, and then they went to Pras, and then they went to Yavon, and they got mixed in with Yavon, and they had children who didn't know Hebrew so well. Right, Rabbi Nussbaum? They didn't know Hebrew, they didn't have good Kriya teachers, they didn't know how to read. That's what the Rambam says. It didn't start with us. It didn't start in America. It started in Bavel and in Yavon and Pras. They couldn't read Hebrew well. And they couldn't even talk. Like, you know, talk to Hashem. It was like Yinglish. They talked Yinglish. There was a mixture of Yiddish and English and Hebrew and Pras and Yavon. That's what the Rambam says. They couldn't talk. They didn't talk, they didn't know Hebrew, for sure not, and they couldn't talk any language properly. So, they couldn't daven properly. So that's when Ezra and Beis Dino came along, and they made the Nusach that we have in Shmona Esrei. So then you read, and you know what to say. And, of course, ironically, then people stopped davening, and they started just reading what it says in the Siddur. So that's a problem we all face. Okay, that's the Rambam. Comes along the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam counts Tfilah as a mitzvah, say, number 5, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. And the Ramban says, no. This is not the Araisa, no way. He brings in tons of Gemaras, back and forth. He says the pasuk lado b'cholavavchem is really talking about regular avodah, to do all the mitzvahs properly, not to do a mitzvah shenoshem b'lumada. That's the real meaning of the pasuk. And it says everything in the Torah is an asmachta. Wait. Oh. If the man says, you know, maybe there is a mokum to say, wait, Ramban, Chol Lubavchem is, the Ramban says, is that the Chavis Halvav is born. Shahar Yichud HaMaisa. It means to be focused on Hashem, not to do things for the wrong reason. Your heart should be geared towards serving Hashem. Okay. If the Medrash of Chazal, which is an asmachta, the Ramban says, but you know, if you want to count it as a mitzvah, maybe, la'esara, the Ramban says. And in Esara, the Ramban suggests, and the Chinuch suggests, and there are Rishonim that say it halacha l'maisa, even if you don't agree with the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah to say the daven every day, but the Esara is a mitzvah to daven, and very possibly the Ramban that's chelik on the Rambam and says that there's no mitzvah to daven the araisa, but very possibly there is a mitzvah the araisa. He says maybe the Esara, and listen what he says, listen how he says it. Moiridik, he says mitzvah be'esora, maybe a mitzvah say dioraisa. Shenamin, to believe, shehu yizborach v'yisala shomea tfila, that he listens to us be'esora, for hu hamatzil menatzoros v'tfila uzo'oka. So that means like this. To daven to Hashem, the Ramban's picture, it's not so posh. I don't want to go into it now, I just want to speak it out. This is the foundation of the Hilchos Tfila. According to the Ramban, like, as you go through everyday life, there's no mitzvah to say to daven to Hashem. Interesting, the Ramban's picture. But when you have a tzara, you got fired from your job, like something unusual happened, I guess, or your be'es tzara, things are not going normally, then there's a mitzvah to believe that there's a special dynamic then that exists, that Hashem is matzil menatzara, the tfilo uvizu'oka. And you have to believe that, and that's the mitzvah sasei. That there's a special thing.
Manifestation of
Yeah. special beisara, like not in everyday life. It would have to be subjective. I guess if a person is oichle hamon, and he wakes up every morning and he says, what's going to be today? Where am I going to come? You could make every day into an eisara. I don't know. This is really, as we say, beyond the scope of this shiur. To examine the Ramban and to look at all the sources, like, would it be a milo to make everyday life into a sora? This echo, by the way, this is a famous Rambam about Purim that echoes this Ramban. The Rambam says that the focus of Purim celebration, he says it in the Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzer, in the beginning of Yad HaChazakah. He goes off on, he says, you know, you don't count the Rabbonons, and the Rabbonon can't add to the Torah. They added Megillah because they told you it's the Rabbonon. They didn't make believe it's a D'oraisa. And then in the middle of, he starts talking about Purim, and he says that the focus of the Purim celebration is to believe and to remember and to celebrate that Hashem listened to our tefillos beis sara. And it's really an echo of this Ramban that says that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. But the Ramban's, Rambam's talking about the celebration of Purim is to be mischazik and to remember that goes on. So that's the machlekes Ramban, and the Ramban sort of feels, you know, maybe there is a time and a place for it to be d'oraisa. One last hakdama or hashulchan. This Orach HaShulchan is unbelievable. I think it's famous. Many of you have heard already. You read down the Machlekes Rambam Ramban. And he says, the Ramban can't be serious. It can't be that on a D'oraisa level, there's no, like, it's like blank. You don't talk to Hashem, you don't ask Hashem for what you need. It's not possible. And he goes through a whole bunch of things, and he brings down Pesukim and Tanakh. And it's one of the Amudei Olam, Torah, Avodah, Gemilus, Chasadim, and like, it's just not Shayach. So he goes through, he goes, you know, then he says, the Yaisim is there, so he gives some suggestions in the Ramban, that it is Midiyaraisa, it's not the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Then he says like this, Orach HaShulchan, Pei Tezvav, the Yaisim is there, Nirlan Yastaiti, Ladas Ramban, Sheinu Nechsheves Bein Protei HaMitzvahs, Tefillah is not counted as a mitzvah. Lefishu gavoa meyal gavoa, like Shlomo Kalbach would say, it's the highest of the high. It's not even. It's not going to be in the minyan mitzvahs. Shatfilah avikoymed lefei hamelech umedaberim uponim, who only aim a yira, and we're talking to him like the malachim. It's tvarim homdim bruma shalolam. It's like you're making a keser lechvodu yisbarach. It's koilo koha mitzvahs. Kachuta shedra, like the spine, shemakayim es kol gufo shel mitzvahs. He says, just like, he doesn't say it, I must have it in my mind from somewhere, maybe, just like some don't count emuna as a mitzvah saseh, because it's like, it's too broad and too, it's just, it encompasses everything, the whole Yiddishkeit. Dorach HaShulchan says, Ramban holds, that's what tefillah is. It encompasses everything. It's the fabric of life that you ask Hashem for what you need, and you meshabeach Hashem, and that's what we're here for. It's a klali. It's not in the resh mem ches. Just like the spine, he says, is not in the resh mem ches evorim. Ain't no proti el a klali. Tefillah is not in the proti a mitzvah. It's an inyan klali. It's Yiddishkeit. It's everything. It's a v'cheinu al pi chochmas hanistar. And al pi Kabbalah, tefillah is like the be all and end all, and that's therefore it's not a mitzvah.
The Ramban,
he's saying it in the Ramban. He's saying it's not possible. It's just the Rabbanon.
He's
saying it in the Ramban. Why the Ramban doesn't count it in the minyan mitzvahs?
The Rambam
counts in the minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam counts emunah in the minyan mitzvahs also. Okay. Okay, we're ready to start. Now we're ready to start. Now we can start the technicality. One of the few things that when we were moving to Eretz Yisrael, I could say one of the things that intrigued my children in a positive way was that if you know Hebrew, then it's much easier when you daven to just imagine you're talking. Someone for whom Hebrew is not mamaloshen, so you're always like davening. You're not just talking. It's hard because you're really translating the words in your mind and you're reading a script. But if you go to a place where you naturally will talk Hebrew, then it's much easier to just feel like you're talking to Hashem. So that was one of the positive aspects. Okay, Simon Peites, Hilchos Tfilus Mano. Zman Tfilus HaShachar, I don't take responsibility, Ari, if there's no minyan tomorrow morning, everybody davens for Sikin, after we learn this first Sif. Zman, that's my dream, is that the shul should have a Sikin minyan. But then we wouldn't know which nates to follow. Right away you get into trouble. Anyway, there's a basic machlokes. If you learn the sugyas and brachas with the Rishonim, everybody knows about Vasikin. It turns out a question if it's mitzvah min amuvchar or it's lechatchila the zman tefila. The Machaber paskins, that's the lechatchila zman tefila. Everything else is bidiyevet. Bidiyevet doesn't mean, as we spoke out many times, bidiyevet doesn't mean you're only yotze bidiyevet. Bidiyevet means it's not the preferred way to daven. But of course, you yotze lechatchila once you daven that way. The other lechatchila means what's preferred way of doing it. Okay, not the way we sometimes think that. But the other means when you get upstairs and Hashem's weighing your mitzvah, so you have to hope that He puts this on the scale. All right, He'll put it on the scale grudgingly. You know, doesn't mean that. Zman tefilas hashachar. When are you supposed to daven? The mitzvah, the lechatchila. The mitzvah sheyaschil im, the proper pronunciation, Ari Sonnenberg is smiling. I'm supposed to say, honei tzachama, the hey is not the definite article, it's part of the word. Hei neitzu harimonim, it's okay, but having said that, I'll pronounce it the way everybody else does. Honei tzachama, sheyaskalim honei tzachama. Kedichsiv yiru'uchem shemesh. Yoreach dorim. Okay, so that's when the sun peaks above the mountains. Ah, Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to daven Neitz Hanira, Rosh Hashanah. See that? Serious. I'm a Neitz Hanira person. Shetar Amad Beit Shemesh when it pushes everything off by 15 minutes. Okay, in his follow Mishalom about Shachar. The Heir Pnei HaMizrach, not just like a streak of light in the east, but there's something called Heir Pnei HaMizrach. We don't follow these things now. We look it up on a chart and on our clocks. But Heir Pnei HaMizrach means there's a glow of redness, of brightness on the on the horizon in the east. It's really the sun's rays, I imagine. But the sun didn't come above the horizon yet. So you're seeing a glow from some sort of refraction or something, but I assume it's the sun's rays, you see. But the sun is not here yet. That's why when they make a cheshbon of Amud HaShachar throughout the year, so there's one sheet that you figure out on your average day, you know, the Zman, let's say the Zman is given 72 minutes, what you're really supposed to do is figure out the angle of the sun vis-a-vis the earth on that, on the day when the day is 12 hours and the night is 12 hours, and then extrapolate from that to a whole year when the sun is in that position. That's why some charts have a floating nates. We don't really... The normative halacha in America certainly is just to assume it's 72 minutes before sunrise a whole year. In Eretz Yisrael, there is a strong... Also not floating, but it's more like, I think, 90 minutes a whole year. And they assume it's 90 minutes a whole year. But there are many shittos that it floats because it depends on that angle. Because you're talking about Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Okay. An American will stick with 72 minutes. V'nimshach zman ha'atzov dalek shos, u'shlish hayom. Okay, we count that. The Gros way of counting it, the Morgan Avrei's way of counting it. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah. Im honei tzi ashoa shachama maschelos l'zorach b'rosh ahorim. V'roi v'nochin l'zor b'zelachatchilo. Api mehaslichos. V'chein b'chorev k'shemashkim n'bona b'yitzakneset b'boker hashkein. Wait, milihaspalo lad honei tzi. V'liel b'zim n'chesifalit. But if you have to go on a trip, for whatever reason, will come on the subches. So then, then the b'dieved becomes a lechatchila because you have a pressing need to daven earlier. But for sure, make sure you don't make a bracha on the tefillin on a zman that's not mentioned here in the mechaber. Mechaber here talks about neitz and amud hashachar. There's something called Mishayakir Eschadero Dalal Amis. So you don't make a bracha on the tefillin until Yakir, which is anywhere from 30, 35, 40, 45, 50 minutes before sunrise. And then you make the bracha on the tefillin, so you have to watch out about that. On Shavuos, you can daven before the neitz. The Prima Gadim writes, everybody wants to go home and go to sleep. That's not what he says. He says everybody stops learning after the night's over, because the minhag is to learn overnight. So after the night, everybody goes home. And they're not going to come back to shul to daven with the nates. So you can daven before the nates. We don't do that, but it's a prima godin. Surprise your friends. Say, let's make a prima godin minyan this year. Don't tell anybody what it means. Sign up for the prima godin minyan, and daven before the nates. We did have a nice oilum last night that went to sleep after the night by Amud HaShachar and woke up for an 8:30 minyan and davened like mentioned. That was very good. Right? We did that last year for the first time. It was a nice sized oilum did that. That's highly recommended.
It's only permissible for those who learned who would like to come to that
minyan. No, I think the base tefila minyan was that. You started like just to make man kriyashma, something like that. You can get a good four hours sleep and daven like a mensch. There's only one day shvuas in Eretz Yisrael. Like you shouldn't blow it. It's not like in America you sleep during davening the first day, but you always have the second day. Mikol makom yesh li zoyer shlo likros kriyashma kol kach bahashkoma, but kriyashma also, like tefillin, should L'chatchila not be before Yiras Chaveru Dalar Amos V'Yakirenu. Is there also L'chatchila to read it before that time? Amud HaShachar U'Mashem Maskel HaShachar L'Havrik V'Miktsosu Ma'at Ma'at U'Mashem Medivir HaMachabi D'Kodim Heyer D'Kodim Before Heyer K'nei Kol HaMizroch Af B'Di'evet Lo Yotza. You need Heyer P'nei Kol HaMizroch. No, you need Ol Amud HaShachar V'Heyer P'nei HaMizroch. There's a long beer aloch about that, which we will not learn. Pnei Amizrach, you need Yor, Pnei Kol Amizrach. Okay, we just follow the charts. Kotev Chedusha B'Veger, Dasha Kochovim Nirin Adai Barakia, Zangeya Mikomu Kom Yomu. Yotza, if you said Kriyashma if you said Tfila before Nates, after Amud HaShachar, you Yotze, B'Dievet. There's no pressing need. If there's a pressing need, you're going on a trip or you have to daven then you could lechatchila daven then. You're yotzei b'di'evet if you daven then, no matter what. If you lechatchila could daven then, if there's a pressing reason to. The divya shachonor cheinam amurim rakvin yachay v'chmitzvah tefila b'lovad that you yotzei if the hair p'nei kol amizyot. Because the shechitas atonim you could check then. But Kriyashma, you got a problem with. If you're going to daven in the earliest time for Zman Tefila, you're going to have a problem with Zman Kriyashma, because Kriyashma, you're not Yotzei, if you say it before Yakir. After Yevet, Imrog Yolasos came. If you do that as a matter of course. So let's say for a few months, has to daven early, right? He has to get to work, etc. So he has a problem with Kriyashma. If you do it regularly, you're not Yotzei before the Zman of Yakir. So what is he supposed to do? So he has to daven, and he has to put on tefillin. So he has to maneuver. He has to ask a shayla. about order of priorities. Smichas gula l'tfila, he'll have to daven out of order, but pashtus. When they made, the whole America had this problem when they had 2 hours, when they had daylight savings time in the winter also. So it was a big problem. And everybody had a, all the rabbanim had a bone up on Ilchus Tefila to see what the pasuk. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop.